Welcome
to Candidly 30. Hi, everybody. This is Kelly.
Hello. This is Kayfler.
Hey, we miss you guys, as per we do every week. I don't know, you know?
Every week, yeah.
We're vibing.
For sure. We're vibing.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
So I have a housewarming party coming up, as we all know. And Spencer got me these really cool lights from Christmas. And I set them up on Friday. And I low-key cut half of my finger off. But it's okay. That was my just some user error, I guess. But so I took a video of it and sent it to Spencer. And he was like, whoa, that is like too much. Because it was on like the flashing setting or whatever. And he's like, do you like that? And I was like, I do like it. He was like, oh, okay.
Basically. It does look really cool. It looks like you're having a DJ dance party in your living room right now. It's very
ready. So I just turned all the lights off and I turned on my like overhead light in my little like nookie area and I turned on the LEDs and it looks pretty fun in here. Yeah. So we're all ready for the housewarming party. I hope you all are coming. Woo-hoo. It's gonna be so great. No big deal. But anyways, hi Kayf, how are you?
Good. Is that next weekend, by the way?
Yes, next Saturday, okay. Baby. You better come.
Yeah, things are, I'm thinking I might. Things are good. Things are just rocking and rolling. It's like back to the races with work right now. Everything's getting a little crazy. We have new people starting tomorrow.
New recruiters?
New people, like I'm hiring new people for the team.
Okay.
Anyway, more new faces. It's going to be great. The team is building. My house is great. I'm so excited. This is such like a white girl in her 30s thing to say, but we got house cleaner to come to the house every couple
no
of weeks.
No way.
Now. I'm so
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Yes.
Wait, so, is she going to do all the like little things or like the big things like windows and floorboards and things like that? Or is she just going to do like make sure everything's like wiped down and toilets are clean and things like that?
All of the above. I like specifically mentioned to her about all the nooks and crannies in my house and like floorboards and spiders and stuff like that. So she's going to do all of that with the windows and all the surfaces in the house. So like bathrooms.
Whoa.
And, yeah, everything. I'm so excited. And it's like,
that's incredible.
Reasonable. It's not going to be like expensive, but it's only every two weeks, which I wish it was more than that, but I'll deal.
Oh my God. Every 2 weeks is still incredible. I can't imagine how much it costs though, because I low key was like, I want to do this for my house just because my house is so big. Also, I mean, that sounds really annoying that I just,
no, I get it. I've been saying that for months.
Vacuuming?
Yeah. I get it, right?
Yeah. On Friday, I vacuumed the whole house and I was like, never again. It's terrible doing it all in one go. I was like, oh my God, this took so long, so much time.
Never ending. I know.
Yeah. Oh man, I just hate vacuuming too. That's like literally my least favorite chore. Ugh.
Don't we like low-key hate carpet too? Carpet just gets so gross if it's like a used house or something. Like I cannot wait to get rid of all of my carpet. It's
That's
just not my
first
favorite.
Project. Yeah, in here for sure. At least in the living room, get rid of carpet. I kind of like carpet in the bedrooms just because it feels more like cozy and I don't know. But yeah, in the living room for sure. If I had $3,000, I would redo the floors. Yeah.
So 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway,
but that's so exciting.
Congrats. Yeah, I know. I'm like really dressed for that. So yeah, I feel like I'm going to have more time on my hands. I'm going to get so much more done during the weekends. Plus every single day that the sun goes down at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I just think to myself, we're that much closer to spring. We're that much closer to summer. Like it will come. I promise. But I'm so sick of
also,
it being rainy and cold.
Weird, like low-key, it's January 5th today and it feels like it's been January for like 3 whole weeks. So I'm like, what is going on? Also, the fact that New Year's was in the middle of the week really threw me for a loop because last Friday was my Lou day. So I really went to work Monday, Tuesday, had Wednesday off, worked Thursday, off Friday, but Thursday felt like a Monday again because everyone was coming back from like leave, from like Christmas leave, you know? And so everyone's like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, like, what's this? Well, hey, what's the status of this? And I was like, what is a freaking Monday? Like, what is going on a Thursday? It was terrible. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm all thrown off for real, but it feels like we've been in this month for an eternity at this point. So.
Yeah, January is always like the longest month known to man because it's like this. It's like 5 weeks of January. It's crazy. But yeah, I'm just excited for it to not be cold. We had this crazy storm that came through this last week too. It was raining like buckets of rain for a solid 48 hours. So I'm just, yeah, really, really ready for the rain to kind of lay off a bit. Not, I mean, like, it sounds so stupid to say because we live in Portland. It's never going to stop raining. So I haven't really made peace with that just yet. Anyway, my sister was in town this weekend too. So I got like a lot of family time with her. Took her to the Nike store, got her like a nice new backpack. And I don't know, it was really sweet.
Ooh, so. For school, to go back to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. She's got like a bunch of conferences and stuff that she has to go to because she's a teacher. So got a new backpack for her conference.
Oh, cute.
And then we ended up playing like the VR game. With the Beat Sabers or whatever. Oh. That was really fun. And we threw out some music. But
that's
remember,
fun.
Like in the arcades, they have those like VR sets and you're hitting boxes and music notes or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
My husband has a whole like VR setup. So we were doing that last night, which was really fun. Anyway,
that is super fun. Did you guys get to do like a pre-birthday thingy for her?
Yeah. Actually, we went back to that scalp massage place that you had recommended.
Oh, right. Yay.
Oh my God.
How was it? Did you get waterboarded?
Totally.
Okay. Great. I love it. It's so fun. Also, I've been targeted hardcore since we talked about it on TikTok. I've been getting so many of those videos. Like there's just like a whole like ASMR channel basically of like getting facials or getting head massages or whatever. And so I've just been like, I don't know why I watch it. I'm like, why am I watching this? But it's pretty funny. Yeah. So I'm so glad you went. Was it as great as we remember it being?
Yeah. Better.
Oh my God.
It was so awesome. I'm definitely going to go again like two or three more times next year if I can afford it. It's like the perfect $200 whole body scalp and face. Yeah.
And it's awesome. So long, like an hour and a half. I don't remember it being 200.
It was like 90 like minutes. It's a long
150.
It's a whole treatment. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
And I love that place. It's like a very cute spot. I like it. But I still saw the Tesla that was like crazy chromatic rainbow color.
Oh my God, it must be someone who works there. Oh my gosh, funny. Or is someone down the street, huh?
That's crazy. They must live
it was like in a random, it was in a random like neighborhood, guys. It made no sense. It was like we were pulled up to her and we're like, are we supposed to be here? Like this feels unreal. Yeah. But
anyways,
that's great. I'm glad you had a good time. Happy birthday, Sam, if she listens.
Happy birthday. I did take her for like a little nature walk today too. So she flew out just tonight, took her to the airport not too long ago. But there's like this little like 20-30 minute roundabout nature green area. So we just got to go and get like a little nature bath in before she had to get to the airport and on the plane. But
nice. That's awesome. Is it the one that we went to when I was there?
No, I think it's a different one, but I'll take you. It's very super duper easy. It's just like a little neighborhood thing.
Oh, nice.
And we ended up playing the Machi Koro game, the one that you were talking about.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun. I think I'd play again. I didn't win, though. She won.
So
but I would definitely play it again. It was cute.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm like holding my breath because Sam got it for Josh for Christmas too. And so I'm like, oh my God, what if it's not as good or no one likes it as much as I like it? So I'm stressed. But I'll have to get a report from him as well. Good. I'm so glad. Oh my gosh, that's so fun. Wait, I just want to play board games. I played a lot of cribbage today though, and I skunked.
Yeah.
Skunked them. So we're good.
I skunked them all. Good.
We're chilling. But anyways, nothing new to report over here. I went to Brian and Leela's housewarming party last night, which was great. It was super chill and I got home kind of early, which is lovely. And I've just been like home and it's been great. And that's what I've been wanting to do. So I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good and like settled and like just really into the nesting lately. So I have some plans coming up in February. I have lots of summer plans going on. So I'm trying to just like rest up and chill. And also I just like being in my house. And also people like would always be like, oh, do you want to like hang out or whatever? And now I can be like, you want to come to my house? And it's so nice. And we just like sit on the couch and watch Friends or play Mario Kart or whatever. So I'm very excited. Did I tell you I set up my Switch?
I didn't. You did not tell me that. That's exciting.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've been playing Mario Kart like every day. It's so fun.
Oh my God,
every person that
it.
Comes over, I make them play Mario Kart with me. It's so fun. So we're definitely going to have that for the housewarming party too. Like there's going to be like four people on playing Mario Kart at all times. It's going to be great. So,
Yay.
Nothing new to report here. I'm just chilling. I also like low-key was thinking, I was like, oh man, I wish that I didn't plan the housewarming party for this weekend because I kind of want to go somewhere, but I'm not going to because I just haven't left in a minute, but it hasn't even been that long, so I need to like slow my roll. But anyways, I have been like not really watching too much TV. I've been watching Friends. I started Friends over, and I started actually from the beginning.
Also started watching Friends over again from the beginning.
Stop it! What episode are you on?
I just watched the first like 4 episodes, so
I'm
early still.
Okay, I started it last Monday and with someone who had never seen it, and I'm already on season 2, episode 10.
So, oh my god, the end of season 2?
No, that's like, they're, each season has like 24 episodes. It's low-key a lot.
Okay, okay. So mid-season I'm like 2. Okay.
Beginning. Yeah. But, I did watch this show called No Good Deed, and it has Lisa Kudrow in it. And that's why I wanted to watch Friends again, because also I have this like thing where I get so much anxiety about how like scrolling on like TV channels, you know, where I'm like, I don't know what to watch. Like there's so many things that I just don't even know where to start. So I just obviously go back to the beginning and watch Friends again. But No Good Deed actually was low-key so good. It's kind of weird at first. Like, it's a little, like, interesting. Like, it definitely, like, pulls you in and, like, gets your attention. But the ending I just would never have, like, thought of. So I do think it's a really good show. It's just, like, a short miniseries. Supposedly there's going to be another season, but I don't really see how, because it's, like, a murder mystery and they revealed the ending. So I'm like, how are they going to make another season? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways... Yeah, so definitely recommend, highly recommend No Good Deed. It's on Netflix. And Lisa Kudrow, also, she's been on a bunch of podcasts lately. I just love her so much. Like, she's so authentic and just, like, true. She's the worst.
I like her a lot. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you said, oh, she's the worst. I was like, what?
No, I said I like her a lot. She's the best. Sorry.
Yeah, she is, like, the only Friends lady, too, that didn't get any face work done, and she talked about it in, like, the Armchair Expert episode that she was in, and I just low-key love that for her. Like, go off, queen, and, yeah, I mean, you could tell, for sure, but she looks like a normal human, you know what I mean? Like, it's really refreshing. So, anywho, I don't know. There's, like, kind of the only updates that I have.
Yeah, the only thing that I've been watching lately, I watched the first episode of The Dune Prophecy on HBO, and, like, I'm not a Dune person, so seems cool. We'll see where it goes. If you're into sci-fi, watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that, let's get into our topic of the day. I'm actually low-key excited about this because...
Ooh, are we going to debate, or are we just doing one and the other person answers, or we both answer the question?
I mean, if you have a stupid answer to a good question, I'm going to debate you on it, so... Let's keep that open, if that's okay.
Okay.
No, I mean, if you have a stupid answer. Okay, tell everybody what we're doing today, though.
Oh, sorry. We are going to play this or that, and we just have a couple of questions. We each have different lists, so hopefully none of them are, like, overlapping or anything. But we kind of just want to, like, chit-chat and hang.
We are definitely not going to overlap, because I went to ChatGPT, and I said... my prompt was like, can you make me a list of this or that for friends who've been friends for 15 years or whatever on a podcast?
Oh my God, and then, like, cute, Kate.
I had to like narrow it down because they kept giving me like sexual things. It was very weird. And then like they had a very like PG, like, do you want to blah, 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 boy or girl or whatever. It was really stupid. So here's my funnier sarcastic twist on this or that scenarios for your podcast. That's the list we're going to go after. So we're absolutely not going to have the same questions.
Okay, great. Well, you started off then, because your list may be better than mine.
Okay, so here's the first one. Babysitting triplets on a sugar high or teaching your grandmother how to use TikTok?
Oh my God. Definitely teaching grandma how to use TikTok, for sure. Really? Babies.
TikTok?
Yeah, babies. 3 babies is like really intense. I could barely do one, like entertain one without them like completely hating me. Yeah, that's super hard. What would you have said?
I mean... probably TikTok, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe, probably TikTok, because I don't know how to use TikTok. Like, I have to learn how to use TikTok and then show somebody who's not technically advanced as me. So, like, that just seems like a roundabout conversation that's never going to go anywhere.
Loki, anyway. Like, I just downloaded Snapchat, and I don't know how to use Snapchat.
Everybody on Snapchat now. I don't understand.
No, it's literally making a resurgence. Like, what is going on? I don't know. But anyways, I Loki don't know how to use it, though.
I know.
I sent you a snap, though. Anyway. Did you watch it?
Oh, God. No, I have to download the Snap app. Okay, anyway, here we go. Next one. Okay. Accidentally liking your ex 5-year-old photo or texting, "I love you," to your boss.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Liking your ex's photo, for sure. That would make me die. Except for my boss is a lady, so she would probably, like, know it wasn't supposed to go to her. You know what I mean? But
no, I would never. I would die if I texted "I love you" to my boss. Like, I can't. That's just bad. That's just bad news bears.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me do one. You're going to do way too better. You have way too good of ones. Mine are stupid compared to yours. Okay, my first one is music or podcasts?
Music, for sure.
I think it might be podcasts. Like, you know I love music, but, like, when I open my phone, like, if I'm going on a walk or if I'm, like, working, I, like, put on a podcast instead of music. So
I feel like it goes back and forth a lot of the times. Like, if I'm on a podcast kick, then that's what I go for. Lately, I've been on a music kick, so I've just been going there.
Wait, also, so have I. Okay, this is so random, but I, on Thursday, because I was trying to get some stuff done, and I couldn't listen to a podcast because, like, looking at people's resumes, I, like, cannot sometimes focus on what their words are saying and listening to a podcast, you know? Yeah. And so I just Googled, or on Spotify, I just, like, looked up a playlist, and it was, like, a focusing playlist or something. Oh my God, I have been obsessed with, like, these instrumentals, like, it's just, like, all instrumentals by, like, all of bands that I, like, really like, you know, like, every band, like, the Lumineers has an instrumental, like, Big Wild has an instrumental, like, Odessa has a bunch of instrumentals, like, all of these, like, songs that I've just never heard that I low-key love so much, and so I've just been instrumentaling it up, like, so hard. It's kind of embarrassing, but, like, I love it. I don't know what it is. It's, like, such a vibe at the moment. I don't know. Anyway, sorry, that was just a side note, but, like, yeah.
I listen to a lot of that stuff. I love all of that. Oh, my God. Yes.
So right now I'm definitely more team music than podcasts because I've just been, like, instrumentaling it up. Even in the car, I'm, like, pumping my instrumentals. Yeah.
Do you also drive like that to, like, Straight Up Gangster from 1982? Or, yeah.
No. I wish.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That would be very cool. But no, I don't.
Okay, so we're both kind of on team music, but, like, we'd swing to the podcast side. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, next question.
For sure. Okay, you want me to do one more? Okay. The next one I had was pretzels or chips. See, mine aren't as cool as yours.
No, I mean, that's hard. Pretzels are delicious, but chips, there's just so many varieties that you can have.
Yeah. It depends on the pretzel, too, though. Like, honey mustard pretzels, deadly, delicious. But, like, not all chips are good. And not all pretzels are good either, actually. So,
like, if it's exclusively Snyder's, like, those, all those variety of pretzels that you can have, you know how they have all these different, like, flavors, that's kind of what I would prefer to go after. But a chip is, you know, a good option.
But actually, for dipping, I would say I prefer a pretzel, for sure.
I guess, yeah, pretzel. Team pretzel.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with it. Lean into it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, you do another one.
I love it. Okay. Getting roasted by a 10-year-old on Xbox or by your own mom at Thanksgiving?
Oh, God. I feel like my mom roasts me anyways, so probably her.
I'm gonna say getting roasted by a 10-year-old on Xbox.
Yeah, because who cares what they think? It's a 10-year-old.
Exactly. My mom can cut deep, and it, yeah. And let's move on. wearing socks with sandals for a week or Crocs to a job interview?
Oh, God. Socks with sandals for a week, for sure. That would be so embarrassing. I feel like to wear Crocs.
That's kind of a thing that people wear socks with their Birks, right? Like, that's not that weird of a thing to do.
That's just like
socks
a and Portland thing, though. But also, now they have, like, I have those cute, like, okay, you don't think they're cute, but I have, like, cute sandally Crocs. That are not, like, so it depends on the croc, actually, because They're like little platformy, sandally, strappy black Crocs.
Yeah, they definitely don't look like Crocs. Job interview. Yeah, you definitely could. But they're an open toe. You don't wear an open toe to a job interview.
Oh, really?
I hope you don't wear an open toe to a job interview. No. No.
Oh, I've had like two job interviews in person in my whole life. Like they're always via Zoom or whatever. So I have to look good from like the waist up.
We're both recruiters, right? You're not going to hire the person that comes with an open toe shoe to their interview, right?
I mean, it depends on what job I'm hiring for, honestly.
I mean, even if you're like a receptionist or a hostess or whatever, you're still wearing closed toe shoes.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
That's just my thought process.
I wouldn't care.
Anyway.
Yeah. You're right.
Go. It's your turn.
You're right. Oh, okay. Text or call?
Text.
Yeah. Same. That's like, duh. Bobby. Except for phone call or Riverside Zoom face chat. Just kidding. No one knows what that is. That's our like recording platform that Kaif and I can like see each other on. It's cute. Okay. Just shut up. It's cute. Hold on. My phone is going to die. I don't know what is wrong with me right now. I am a psychopath. Okay. Let's see. Ooh, movies or TV shows?
Oh, that one's hard. It's hard. That's difficult. That one, probably TV shows, just that there's more content. You can be there, like, in the world longer. But yeah. Also,
I'm team TV show, too, for sure.
Yeah.
I cannot sit for a full movie these days. Why don't they make an hour and a half long movies anymore? Why do they have to be two and a half, 3 hours? Like, it's insane. Even Moana was like an hour and 50 minutes. And I'm like, Moana, slow your roll, girlfriend.
Yeah. I know. Wicked was like 2.5 hours. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. 240. That was.
Yeah.
Wait. Ooh. Also, sorry. I meant to say it in our intro. Vince has been texting me and he just finished Iron Flame. And he was. The Onyx, I can't remember what it's called. Onyx something comes out in like a week.
Onyx Storm.
So Onyx Storm. Yeah. So we should read that and read it with Vince and we could talk about it.
Okay, good. Cause Haley was also, she's going to download it like as soon as it's downloaded and it's nice. Paid for or whatever. So yeah, we're definitely nice. Talking about it.
Pre-ordered.
That's the next book. I need to finish The Will of the Many and then I can actually be ready to pick up that one. But The Will of the Many is like long.
Yeah.
So,
Also, Vince said that the Amazon is going to make a TV show out of it, which is wild. Not something that we, like, super love. Amazon, we don't know if they'll do a good job, but TV.
Right. Keep an eye on it. Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Also, I saw some comedy this weekend, too. We watched Tig Notaro. I think she's on Amazon. She has, like, a new comedy special. Do you know who Tig Notaro is?
Yeah. Totally. She's a great comedian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's pretty dry. I kind of like her comedy. Mm-hmm. That's so funny you say that, though, because also Garrett and I have only lived together for like 4 days, but we watched the Nate Bargatze comedy stand-up on Netflix the other night. And it's actually really good because he's like a clean comedian, too. I've heard him on podcasts and stuff, but I really liked his comedy. It was super funny. That's one part. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to ruin it. But I don't laugh at like stuff like that normally. Like I don't typically think that that's like funny. You know what I mean? But there's this one part where he's talking about like getting old and he's like, you know, when you like jump down off of something that's more than like 3 feet tall and you get all these like spindly like lightning bolts going through your feet. And like the way he's explaining it is like so funny. Anyways, it's still making me laugh. Wow. Okay. 4 days
okay,
later.
Okay. Well, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I'll put it on my watch list. Absolutely. Anyway, it's your turn. You can say the question.
Sorry. Okay. Rain or snow?
Snow. Only because I'm living in rain hell.
Hot take. I would take rain every day. I hate the snow so much. It's just like here, if you don't live on like a main street or you don't live in an HOA, they don't plow. And so getting around on any other street that's on a main street or a plowed street is impossible. But most of the time it like melts in town pretty fast. So I can't be too like picky about it. But anyways,
they're both a hassle, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah. Singing in the shower or singing in the car?
Oh God, that's a good one. Both definitely. Probably the car.
You're such a shower singer though. I don't sing in the shower.
I got in trouble the other day because I had my music on too. My husband came down and he was like, what's happening? So definitely car from now on, because I can't get too crazy in the shower. His office is like right on top, so you have to be a little careful with that.
That's so funny. Nice.
Anyway, definitely the
yeah,
car.
You're like the, like, I love having music on when I'm in the shower or like getting ready or like in my bathroom, you know, but I don't actually like sing to it. I just am like low key, like vibing. And then, but like in the car, oh, I just love turning up so loud and then singing mm-hmm. really loud for sure. Yeah. One more for me, or is you need to do two?
Okay, I'll do two super fast. Yeah, explaining your internet search history to your parents or to your partner.
I feel like either one would be embarrassing, equally as embarrassing. Because
I don't want to.
I probably would have to explain everything to my parents, but the other one, they would be like, "Why are you looking at like?" Most of the things is like things that I want to buy that I just keep up my tabs open from because I don't ever actually end up buying it. You know what I mean?
Same.
So they would be like, why are you looking at this shit? And I'm like, I don't know. I just like it being there. So I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, I think I would be less embarrassed explaining my internet search history to my partner than my parents. I don't want to explain that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, that's anyway.
True. Okay. Yo, yeah, you do another.
Having a seagull steal your lunch or a squirrel throw nuts at your head.
Oh my God. What? Definitely squirrels throw nuts at your head for sure.
Literally could only imagine what that would look like.
No, you know from Emperor's New Groove when he's like, dip-a-dip? And he's like, that's the balloon. And he's like,
that's exactly what popped into my head. That's so funny.
Squeak, squeaker, squeak, squeakin. Anyways, okay, if you know what I mean. Okay, boiled egg or fried eggs?
Ooh, I don't know. There's a time and place. Like, I would normally have a boiled egg in the breakfast, like just a mm-hmm. really quick thing. And then when I have like a fancy breakfast, I want a fried egg. You know, like a proper fried egg on top of potatoes or something.
Boiled eggs are like snacks. Fried eggs are like you said. They're like. You get it on like avocado toast or like, I don't know, a breakfast sandwich or something. Like,
yeah, like when your mom makes those breakfast sandwiches and then like the yolk just explodes all over the place. That's so good. Yes.
That's really funny you said that because when I was driving back up here, she made me one and she was like, hard yolk? I was like, yes, please. But also just because I'm a little baby and I can't eat runny yolk, it freaks me out. But oh, this is a good one. Unicorn or dragons? Unicorns or dragons?
I'm gonna go with dragons. They are so much cooler.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Also, they low-key could like be real. Like unicorns are definitely not real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unicorns are definitely not real. What are you talking about that dragons can be low-key real? Let's talk about it.
They like have more potential of being real than unicorns. Like, absolutely. Like, duh. They can. Okay, anyways. Moving right along. Hamburgers or hot dogs?
Hamburgers, for sure. Hot dogs aren't my favorite normally.
Yeah, me neither. But, like, hamburgers could probably be, like, one of my favorite foods. But hot dogs definitely have a time and place as well. Like, this last year, all summer, I was like, someone just make me a freaking hot dog. Like, I want it on a barbecue. Like, I don't own a barbecue. Like, someone just barbecue and make me a freaking hot dog. That's all I wanted. But I didn't really end up getting one. Actually, Lindsay ended up doing it. And then she brought this, like, scary mustard. And I put it all over my hot dog. And I couldn't even eat the hot dog. It was so sad. It was so spicy. I can't remember. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. I'm okay with the hot dog if it's, like, spicy Polish dog or whatever. But just, like, a regular ballpark hot dog. Ugh, no, thank you. I'm good.
Okay, this is the one I wanted to do, but then I thought I was kind of dumb. Curly fries or waffle fries?
Ooh, waffle fries.
Yeah, I think so too, honestly.
Okay.
But sweet potato. Why are we the same person? They have to be sweet potato either, both ways, curly or waffle. Yeah. Sweet potato fries are
curly sweet potato fry. Yeah, sweet potato fries are so good.
Except for when they put, like, sugar, like, seasoning on it, and they do, like, cinnamony, sugary seasoning. No, it has to be salty. Like, with the sweet potatoes, already sweet. Like, what are you doing with your life? Anyways.
Now, yeah, like, I hate that. Put brown sugar on top of a sweet potato. No, 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 no. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Walking into the wrong meeting and pretending you're meant to be there, or tripping in front of your crush.
Probably walking into a meeting. That's silly. Like, who cares?
If I trip in front of my crush, maybe they'll like catch me. So I would rather do that than go into a meeting where they don't catch me and I fall flat on my face.
Yeah, or they just all judge you for the rest of the time. No big deal.
I have like a whole identity crisis that follows. Okay,
that's funny.
Being the person who claps when the plane lands, or the one who sings along loudly at a concert.
Oh, definitely. I'm the one singing. But like, if anyone claps on an airplane that I'm on, I will die. I will die of embarrassment. Like, absolutely not. If if it's someone that I know, I don't think anyone I know would actually do that. That's so embarrassing. Oh my God, I can't. But anyway. Definitely okay, wait, let's do two more. Concert or sports game?
I've been to more concerts, but I'd like to go to more sports games this year. But concerts, probably.
Okay. Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Ugh, I don't know. It's a time and place. If it's 110 degrees outside, I'm gonna want a nice coffee, but like my go-to is hot, usually, more than likely hot.
I'm iced, like, unless it's freezing. Yeah. I always am iced unless it's like this 1 month out of the year that I'm currently in. I've been drinking hot coffee every day. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But also, for some reason, I think like, and I don't know if this is just in my brain, but like I feel like hot coffee makes my teeth browner than iced coffee does. You know what I mean?
That's
even if
probable.
I don't drink it out of a straw, I think it's like the acidity level or something. I don't know what it is.
The heat and the stain on your
maybe.
Teeth. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's possible. Fascinating. Do you know any dentists? Like any of your friend groups work for dentists? I don't know anybody that works for a dentist.
I don't either, actually.
We should fix that. We should expand our horizon and get different types of friends. Let's
okay.
Make it
I'm just going to become a dentist.
Okay.
5-year goal. I'm going to become a dentist.
Do you just have any more? I'm dying.
No, I'm good. Let's do grievances or grievances.
I have one more and then we can move into grievances because this one's kind of funny.
Get it, girl.
Forever smelling like wet dog or sounding like Gilbert Gottfried every time you laugh.
Oh my God. I feel like I have to go with Gilbert Gottfried, but both of those are awful. Oh no.
I can imagine smelling like a wet dog for the rest of my life. I would rather sound like a dork than like be smelling gross.
Like, but smelling bad is like Loki my nightmare. Like having bad breath or like having BO or like my clothes smelling like mildew, you know, if you like accidentally leave them in the washer too long. Like anything like that is like my nightmare. I hate it.
Yeah, no. So don't awful. Love it.
Same. Yeah.
Anyway, that was our this and that for 2025. Kicked it off pretty great.
Tell us what you guys think. Tell us what you would have chosen. Are we on the par? Are we all the same? Are we the are we groupies?
No and deal. If you are the person who claps when the plane lands, I don't want to hear from you. Just don't.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and keep that comment to yourself. But
keep it scrolling, baby. Keep scrolling.
Keep on moving on. Let's go through gratitudes and grievances. Do you want to kick it off?
Sure. Are we doing, let's do a grievance first. My grievance is just, okay, this is kind of ridiculous. And so there was this car that was parked outside of my house, out of my brand new house. And, my dad, when like my parents were here, my dad was like, I don't think that car is moving. And I'm like, oh no, I'm sure it's fine. Whatever, whatever. And, we like did more inspection and like the tires were kind of low and there's like beer cans inside of it. And like, definitely has not moved. So I went home for Christmas, came back, and it was still there. And so I was like, okay, I think it's time. Like, my dad was just more annoyed because, like, backing up the trailer into my driveway and stuff, you know, the car was literally across the street, just like in the way, like the entire time.
Yeah.
And so I like just called the like community officer or whatever. And I was like, hey, there's like a car and it's been parked there for a while. Like, what's like the protocol? And then it got like really intense and I got like really stressed about it because I like, they like took my name and like my information. I was like, I don't want the person to know. And they're like, no. And they're like, we won't like tell them or anything. It's like, it's going to be like an anonymous call or whatever. But I'm like, they're going to know my house is right here. Like, I'm going to come out one day and there's going to be like spray paint all over the outside of my house. But anyways, so they put like a notice on the car or whatever. And then the next day the notice was gone. So I was like, oh, maybe the owner does live around here. Now I feel even worse. Like, but like, why aren't they like doing anything with that stupid car?
Yeah.
Anyways, but it just got towed like 2 days ago, yesterday maybe. And so now it's not there anymore. But then low-key, there's a huge ass truck that is parked right in that same exact spot. Like, I feel like they did it on purpose. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh my God, I'm making enemies. Like, I have enemies.
Oh, no.
Anyways, I talked to Garrett about it. Garrett's a good roomie. He's like, Kelly, I think you're just like overanalyzing a little bit. Like, I think someone just parked a truck there for the weekend because it's a work truck and they're not working this weekend. And I was like, okay, we're just gonna see if on Monday morning it's still there. If it is, that means that like they're low-key like trying to kill me in my sleep or something. Anyways, oh my God,
you're being stalked by cars. I don't love that. That's funny though.
It's just annoying because it's literally directly in front of my driveway. So like you have to, not that it's like that tight of a road, but like you have to like turn, or like if I'm backing out of my garage, like it's just like tight. You know what I mean? It's fucking annoying. Anyways.
Yeah, that would make sense. I've never had to have like a car towed before. So you have to let me know what happens with that. If they like call you back or what?
Oh my God. I told them, I was like, I don't want anything to do with this. Like, why aren't you guys driving around like looking for this kind of stuff? But anyways.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure they're like focused on burglaries and B&Es and people being stabbed and stuff. But sure. Yeah. Check out Kelly's neighborhood every once in a while.
Yeah, for real. Do you want to smile?
Are you snapping us right now? Oh my God. Anyway, well, I'm sorry that that was your grievance. I don't really have too big of a grievance other than the rain is just kind of bumming me out lately. I bought these brand new like white sneakers. I can't wait to wear them in the summertime.
Oh, they're so cute. Dang.
I'm so excited. And I'm just like ready. I'm ready for the hot weather, and I have been like going to the gym, and the gym has like this steam room thing. So I'm just like trying to soak up the warmth a little bit, but I'm cold, like frigid to the bone. I'm kind of sick of it. So anyway, that's my grievance.
Yeah, that's like that damp dudes. Cold. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never chill. Gratitude is, I mean, I'm grateful for a lot of things. Grateful for the new year. Like, you guys haven't heard from us since the new year. But we definitely got that episode out to you, just like a teensy bitsy with 13 little bit, but no big deal. Anyways, yeah, I'm just grateful for the new year. I don't know. I don't really have any like resolutions or anything that's like too crazy, but I'm just like, yeah, feeling good going into the new year. Just like excited for,
optimistic.
Definitely. And just like not putting any like expectations on anything, and like trying to be, yes, I like want to be more financially responsible. I know I talked about that, and I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job. Like, I feel
decent,
pretty good right now. And yeah, I paid my first mortgage payment, so like, hey, okay. But yeah, I don't know, just feeling good. What about you?
Yeah, I think the same. I think I'm feeling really grateful that like I'm coming into 2025 with a lot of optimism. My whole 30 is going well. I'm getting work in. I'm like not feeling overwhelmed. We have, you know, things are coming together that took us a little bit of time. Like, now we have a yard guy. Now we have a house cleaner. Now we have like a tax person. So like, we have a doctor that we like, you know, we've kind of taken steps to be a little bit more organized as of late. So just want to be grateful for the time that we've dedicated to invest back in us, make sure that our life is in order. So
yeah,
it's a lot. That's and great. Annoying. Like, it's just not enough time in the day to do all the adult things, because I want to do all the fun things.
Yeah.
But I also have to adult sometimes, and that kind of sucks. But yeah. Happy.
It's real. Happy first week of January, y'all. Even though it feels like the fifth week of January already. Like, oh my God.
It doesn't really feel like early enough to start losing steam. So for those of you who are losing steam and you're like, want to do things better, keep at it. It'll happen.
We believe in you. Even though I'm not doing anything. Kepler is, so.
I want to like save my pessimism for like later in the year or the month.
Yeah, we'll come at you in like October and be pessimistic. Don't you worry. That's what we're here for. No big deal.
I want to like confirm in 3 or 4 weeks at the end of my whole 30, I'm just going to be dying for like a candy bar, and it's going to be bitching about not having a candy bar. So
yeah,
I feel it. I'm with you.
Awesome.
Anyway.
Well, We love you all. And thanks for being candid with us.
Thanks for being candid with us. Look at that.
Bye.
Bye. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting.
If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review.
Your feedback helps us make the show even better.
Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30.
Thanks for being candid with us.